69 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of the commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like a little bit of a mixed message here this morning as far as commodities are concerned. The dollar trade is a bit choppy, offering mixed signals. But we have sunk to new lows in the dollar that extends below the trading range that dates back to May. We did not see any USDA sales announced on the overnight reporting system, so that's a little bit of a setback. Current price action, July corn down a penny and a half at 357 and three quarters. September corn down a penny at 366 and three quarters. And new crop December down a penny at 376 and a half. Looking at the soybean market, July soybeans, 913 and three quarters, up 2.5. August beans, 918 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. And new crop November, 920 and a half, up 3. Meal market's currently up 70 cents a ton at 294.70 a ton. And July oil is at 32.17, up 9. Switching to the wheat market, 453 and a half basis July Chicago wheat. September wheat is 469 and three quarters, up 3/4 as well. And December is 492 and a half, up 1 1/4. Kansas City wheat up a penny and a quarter at 458 and a half basis for July. And Minneapolis is up, 18 and a quarter at 699 and three quarters. That's in a world of its own. Switching back to the other, the dollar trade, as we mentioned, is a little bit defensive this morning. One of the things we might mention is a development that we think is important. It's that last Friday, the CFTC reported that wheat in Chicago saw 60,000 contracts of short covering, decreasing the fund's short position to only 21,000 contracts. After being short for this market for a year and a half, this recently, it almost flapped this market. Historically, we view this wheat as a leadership, and we think this is a pretty significant development. Regular reminder that EIA numbers updated production and inventory numbers at the top of the hour, which could give the market a little bit of a direction. Going forward, quarterly grain stocks and updated acreage numbers are due out on Friday. Trade expectations are for fewer corn acres and a larger soybean number. The twist in this is that prevent plant acres will continue to be an unknown for an extended period of time. And as we mentioned last week, we're trying to focus on yield, as this will likely be the ultimate maker or breaker for the markets. Adjustments here could be still a month or two away. Our working in-house estimates are, as we've mentioned previously, are for about 165 national average yield for corn and 46 bushels for national average for beans. Lower yield prospects for new crop do offer upside potential, but that appears to be capped by plentiful cash in the countryside. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's AM 580, HD1 and HD3, Urbana.